wasn't good. That wasn't good at all. This is the recency bias. Zach with you here, managing editor at rabbithabs.com. Produces this morning after mini podcast along with the Montreal Bias podcast. Good to have you listening for the final mini pod of the bye week. Montreal Canadiens lose 4-0 on Sunday evening to the Boston Bruins in Boston. As they now into a 5 days off. And it was not the way we wanted it to go, to say the least. Whew, just not what you'd be hoping to see from your Montreal Canadiens. 100% healthy. Everybody back in the lineup. Nothing. Terrible performance in Boston. Tuukka Rask getting his first ever win against the Canadiens in Boston. A shutout. So obviously no Montreal scoring to report on. No Montreal good anything to report on. Overall, the Habs looked... I mean, the first period was okay, right? First period felt like they were exchanging blows to a degree. Boston gets on the board first. Turns out to be the game winner. But from the second period, just terrible. Alex Galchenyuk looked horrible. Carey Price hasn't looked himself. Shea Weber looked bad. And that's been consistent for a few games now for all those guys. Only person keeping it together right now is the one who took most of the blame last season, I think. Max Pacioretty. The only one left over from last year, at least, who continues to deliver at the moment. But, I mean, this is something of a free fall. This is concerning. Obviously, much talk last night after the loss about whether or not Michel Therrien would still have a job when the Canadiens get back in action next Saturday with a game against the Winnipeg Jets. I suspect he will. I strongly thought there was no way he would be fired even a few days ago. When the game finished last night, I wondered a little bit, but not really. And then, came a quote from Carey Price, who is obviously the true leader of this team. And now this quote was presented in a few different ways after the game. So if you only saw the quote in one line, it really seemed damning. But if you saw the full quote, while still damning, a little less damning. And here's what I mean. Here's the quote that was going around immediately after the game. Just one sentence quote from Carey Price. "We seem to have lost our identity." That was the entirety of the quote. Now, that's a damning quote. Specifically speaking of Michel Therrien. And of the leadership group and everybody in general. But we seem to have lost our identity. I mean, that is a... That's one of the signs that perhaps the team's ready to get a new coach. But presented in slightly longer form, three sentences. For a little more context, here's what Carey said. "We seem to have lost our identity. We're a little loose. We need to step back and refocus." Okay, so not quite as damning as "we seem to have lost our identity, point final." Just presented as one sentence, "we seem to have lost our identity," I would put good money on Michel Therrien not making it to next Saturday as the current head coach of the Canadiens. But with the rest of it, it seemed more like a leader possibly just calling out his team, suggesting they take a step back, maybe relax, refocus over the break. Look, it's a good time to hit rock bottom of the season, I think. Is a week off a good time to hit rock bottom or a bad time? Probably a good time. Reset, refocus, as Carey said. Get away from it all for a bit. Maybe that's key. Maybe this couldn't be happening at a better time for the Canadiens. Maybe the timing of it is the reason for the struggles. Canadiens have been eyeing this bye week for too long. Maybe this is similar to what we expected to happen between mid-December and now, when the Canadiens went from pretty much first overall in the NHL. I think they were still first overall in the NHL. Maybe top three. They were an elite team by any stretch at that point, to where we find ourselves now, which is in something of a free fall through the standings. How much of a free fall through the standings? Well, not that dramatic, to be honest with you. It'll probably be more dramatic and by the end of the week, mind you, as the Canadians stay still and their competition continues to play. At least some of their competition continues to play. Few teams have bye weeks as well as the Habs do. So still, first in the Atlantic Division, 31-19-8 is the Canadiens' record as they hit this week off. 70 points, still first in their division, still fifth in the Eastern Conference. That's not great, that's fallen, but that's where they've been lately. Eighth overall in the NHL. So the way some people are talking, you would think the Canadiens had completely fallen out of the playoff picture, or at least fallen off the playoff bubble, and there's no getting this thing back on track. Well, that's simply not the case. I mean, come end of the week, they'll still probably be first. Well, they'll definitely still be first in the Atlantic. They'll still be probably sixth or seventh, or maybe as low as eighth overall in the East, which isn't great. That's where you start getting problem. Top 10 in the NHL. The point is, the season's not over. It hasn't completely fallen apart like last season. However, big however, capital H however, it is trending the way of last season. It's a little later in the season than things started to fall apart completely. January of last season, things had really fallen apart already for the Habs. This year, things have maintained a little longer. Plus, you got Carey Price the whole time, so you think, well, this will just readjust. But he struggled. Everyone's been struggling. They've won just once in the past six games. Now we ask ourselves, what the hell do we do? I know I saw Eric Engels has an article up suggesting that Michel Therrien might be on borrowed time, specifically if this thing doesn't get figured out immediately in the return from the bye week. I'd put very low odds on Therrien actually getting fired in the next 5 days. I really would. I know I see people clamoring for it all over social media. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. Based on what happened last year, based on the early successes this season, and until, what, the last 2 weeks, none of us were near hitting the panic button. I don't see it happening over the break. I think Engels makes a decent point. I think it could be something that we see if the Canadiens seem to still be in this rut come the games immediately following the bye week. Well, we shall see. Doesn't help that the Habs just lost to St. Louis and Boston back-to-back, two teams that switched up coaches and seem to have been able to turn around their season on the switching of those coaches. Mind you, in the case of Boston, I think it's just been three games since they've switched up coaches. The case of St. Louis, just about a week and a half. But both have had plenty of success. Both were floundering. Both seasons look like they might be on the verge of falling apart. Switched up coaches, and there's been an adjustment of sorts. So the Canadiens got to see that up close and personal in their final two losses of the going into the bye week. I don't know if that changes Marc Bergevin's thinking any. Probably definitely changes the press and the fans thinking a little bit. Seeing that so up close as they struggle mightily. Mighty struggle. The fact that it was a loss to the Boston Bruins I don't think helped anything. I feel like I felt when Zdeno Chara did his monster cheer. Felt like that drove a little bit of an extra stake into the heart of our hopes. You know, if it's a loss to, I don't know, say the New York Islanders, loss to a West Coast team, maybe it doesn't burn as much. But it came to the Boston Bruins in Boston, a team we've owned as of late. Tuukka Rask said never got a win against the Canadiens in Boston. Gets one with a shutout. I mean, that also brought Boston's season back around on Sunday night. The Boston fans, I know, they felt reinvigorated. So some of the wind, a lot of the wind, all of the air coming out of the tire of the Canadiens going into the Boston Bruins. We got some time. We got some time now. A little week. Rest up. Refocus. As Carey says, and we'll see where we are on the other side. Maybe Therrien does get the axe this week. I just really don't think that's going to happen. Claude Julien being available might force Bergevin's hand faster than one expects. Though, I don't even know. Maybe it's a case of, I don't know if they'd allow another interim English coach or not, but if they were to allow one, it would be Kirk Muller. So maybe that's the case, too. A lot of options kind of on the table at this point. It can't remain status quo for that much longer for Bergevin, though. Not with what happened last season and what, at the moment, is currently happening with this season. He's a man of extreme patience, we know that. But at some point, that patience, I assume, has to run out. So the Canadiens will be off. They'll be back on Saturday with an afternoon game, 2 o'clock, I think, afternoon game against Winnipeg on Saturday. We'll be off on the recency bias until then, obviously. Sean and I'll try to get something together this week, though. Get some content out there on the big show with the Montreal bias. Until next, find me on Twitter at Zach Drops Tweets, at the Montreal Bias for the podcast feed, and, of course, at Rabbit Habs to get all our articles and comments and opinions throughout the week. Follow them all, folks. I got a pathetic amount of Twitter followers. Makes me sad a little. So in these tough times, you want to throw me a bone, man. Give me a follow. All right. Till next, we'll all enjoy arguing online, I'm sure, and everywhere else. The forum will definitely be discussing Michel Therrien's future, so you can check that out on Rabbit Habs this week. Enjoy the week off. Go out, live a little, find the world again. In this cold February, snowy, at least where I am, likely where you are as well. Enjoy your week. Take care.